This is Australia, October 2018. Pauline Hanson introduces a motion into the Senate to acknowledge 1. The deplorable rise of anti-white racism and attacks on Western civilization, and 2. It's okay to be white. It's so absurd that chuckles could be heard in the Senate, even by Deputy Senate President Sue Lyons. Incidentally, her salary is about $350,000, so she certainly hasn't suffered from being white. Did this motion come from Pauline Hanson's mind or her bowels? The motion was defeated narrowly, 28-4, 31 against, which just proves that the whole parliament is full of shit.
This is Australia.
Notice of motion number 1092, standing my name for today, relating to anti-white racism, be taken as a formal motion.
Hanson.
I hope that the Senate does the reasonable thing today by supporting this motion. Anyone who pays attention to the news or spends any time on social media has to acknowledge that there has been a rise in anti-white racism and a rise in attacks on the very ideals of Western civilization. I would also hope the Senate does the right thing and acknowledges it is indeed okay to be white. Such a simple sentence should go without saying, but I suspect many members in this place would struggle to say it. People have a right to be proud of their cultural background, whether they are black, white or brindle. If we cannot agree on this, I think it's safe to say any white racism is well and truly rife in our society.
Oh, wow. Senator Hinch.
On Friday night, the Sydney Swans faced off against Carlton, and after scoring a goal, 2014 Australian of the Year Adam Goods celebrated with an Indigenous-inspired war dance. And it is a goddamn outrage.
This is Australia. This is Australia.
Look, the reality is this "It's okay to be white" slogan has got a long history in the white supremacist movement, where both these clowns get most of their material from. You know what? It's not okay to be in this country. It's not okay to be Aboriginal because you're more likely to die younger, to be locked up. It's not okay to be an African person because you're more likely to experience racism. It's not okay to be a Muslim because you're more subject to...
Senator Di Natale, please resume your seat. Senator Hanson.
Point of order. I object to being referred to in that regard. About these people on the other side, that where we get our information from. So,
Senator
Hanson,
there's no point of order. Thank you, Senator Di Natale. Please resume.
Look, the reality is this does nothing other than foster more division and hatred in our community because it's got no place in the Australian Parliament.
And laugh and think, this is Australia.
So the question is that the general business notice of motion number 1092, standing in the name of Senator Hanson, be agreed to. Those of that opinion say aye. Against? I believe the noes have it. Division required. Order, there being 28 ayes and 31 noes, the matter is resolved in the negative.
Following outrage that the Coalition voted in favour of Hanson's motion, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, four words I never thought I'd say in one sentence, says it's regrettable, and the Coalition is blaming it on an administrative error. Obviously, the members of the Liberal and National parties were just following orders. Talking to my father about this today, he started singing Gilbert and Sullivan's When I Was a Lad from the HMS Pinafore. These verses sum up this poor excuse for the government voting in favour of a white supremacist slogan very well.
I grew so rich that I was sink by a pocket, burrow in the parliament. I always voted at my party's call, and never thought of thinking for myself at all.
He never wanted for himself at all.
I thought so little they rewarded me by making me the ruler of the Queen's baby.
He thought so little they rewarded me by making me the ruler of the Queen's baby.
To the top of the train. So this thing to an office stool. Be careful to be guided by the
scope and rule. Be careful to be guided by the scope and rule.
notes to your desk and never go to sea. And you all could be rulers of the Queen's Navy.
Stay close to your desk and never go to sea. And we all could be rulers of the Queen's Navy.
I do not accept that there is underlying racism in this country. I have always taken a more optimistic view of the character of the Australian people. This nation of ours has been able to absorb millions of people from different parts of the world over a period of now some 40 years, and we have done so with remarkable success and in a way that has brought enormous credit to this country.
Racial violence that erupted at Cronulla in Sydney's south at the weekend continued overnight, with police cars attacked in one suburb and dozens smashed in another. Large numbers of mainly young people had gathered to, in their words, reclaim Cronulla Beach from gangs of youths, mainly of Lebanese descent. In the middle-class beach suburb of Sydney, anyone of Middle Eastern appearance became a potential target.
Thousands of Anglo-Australian
full-scale race riots. Several people were set upon and bashed
because they appeared to be of Middle Eastern descent.
Lebanese youths were being hunted down and bashed.
A day of race riots.
A day of bashing Lebs or Wogs.
Attacking people of Middle Eastern origin.
This is the best day I've ever seen in Cronulla in the 5 years I've lived here.
What kind of grubs? Well, I tell you what kind of grubs this lot were. This lot were Middle Eastern grubs.
Middle Eastern sucks.
Lebanese and Wogs and
shit. You're not allowed to say it, but I'm saying it. Australia's old and new shouldn't have to put up with this scum. You don't meet that standard, you should be rounded up.
And if we don't have enough police, what's wrong with getting the army in? Yeah. Get these blokes a bit of a rifle butt in the face and they'll back off. They're cowards.
Well, if it gets to that, we might have to do that. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Out to work, Alan. Mm-hmm. I've got two blooming jobs.
If the police can't do the job, the next tier is us.
Yeah, good on you, John.
Now, my grandfather was an old digger, and he used to say to me while growing up, listen, shoot one, the rest will run.
Right?
Australians are not racist, mate. We let everybody in our country, no matter who it is, we let them in, they come in here, they don't follow our values.
We need to fight back. We're only sticking up for what is ours. We fought the Japanese, we will fight the Lebanese, and we will take our country back.
Let's keep our country clean!
I fundamentally do not believe Australians are racist. I don't.
The One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson, joins me on the line. Pauline Hanson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
I spoke to you when you first announced that you were going to move this motion, and I said it'll be really interesting to see how the others vote on this, because you're essentially saying that you're against racism.
Of course I am. I always have been against racism. Right from the very beginning, Ben, I call for equality for all Australians. Regardless of your cultural background, the colour of your skin, we should all, you know, work, get on together, live in this beautiful country and try and, you know, achieve what we can and have a good life.
Successive breaches of human rights conventions and the forced removal of Aboriginal community of Wurundjeri in 2014, we maintain a vote of no confidence in both the incumbent state and federal government in their actions towards Aboriginal people.
They're going to rip everybody off the land. That's just your physical being on the land, but obviously your entitlements to the land. Your spirituality to the land, your language that connects to the land, obviously all the cultural activity that you have to do is going to be ripped out of your heart.
It's not this is something that's going to happen. This is happening
already
today. We have to act and we have to do something, or we're going to have another sad stolen generation.
The communities back home, particularly the towns, are bracing themselves for the onslaught of the removal of our people out of the communities. Where are they going to live? Where are they going to go?
All I ask is, why does he want to move people? What's in it for them?
Well, I think that's a question that needs to be asked.
Well, we've got uranium mine licences being granted across the country. 54% of the country is under coal seam gas licence. Yeah. And if you have a look at the maps on the Office of Coal Seam Gas, you can see that they're ready to pillage all of the areas that they're moving these people out of. I am not fooling.
The writing's on the wall.
Anti-white racism even exist? My go-to clip for this is Amar Rahman, Reverse Racism.
A lot of people don't like my comedy. A lot of white people don't like my comedy. A lot of white people say this to me. Hey, Amar. Hey. Get on stage. You make your jokes about white people. You say white people this, white people that. What if I did something like that, huh? What if I got on stage and I said, yeah, black people are like this. Muslims are like that. You'd probably call me a racist, wouldn't you? And I say, yeah, I would. Yeah, you should never do that. That's bad for your health. They're like, well, you do that, Amir. You do that. You get on stage, you make your jokes about white people. Don't you think that's a kind of racism? Don't you think that's dun 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 reverse racism? I said, no, I don't think that's reverse racism. Not because I think reverse racism doesn't exist, right? If you ask some black and brown people, they'll tell you flat out there is no such thing as reverse racism. I don't agree with that. I think there is such a thing as reverse racism, and I could be a reverse racist if I wanted to. All I would need would be a time machine, right? And what I'd do is I'd get in my time machine, I'd go back in time to before Europe colonized the world, right? And I'd convince the leaders of Africa, Asia, the Middle East, Central and South America to invade and colonize Europe, right? Just occupy them, steal their land and resources, set up some kind of, like, I don't know, trans-Asian slave trade where we exported white people to work on giant rice plantations in China. Just ruin Europe over the course of a couple of centuries so all their descendants would want to migrate out and live in the places where black and brown people come from. But of course, in that time, I'd make sure I set up systems that privilege black and brown people at every conceivable social, political, and economic opportunity. The white people would never have any hope of real self-determination. Just every couple of decades, make up some fake war as an excuse to go and bomb them back to the Stone Age and say it's for their own good because their culture's inferior, and then, just for kicks, subject white people to colored people's standards of beauty, so they end up hating the color of their own skin, eyes, and hair. If, after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of that, I got on stage at a comedy show and said, hey, what's the deal with white people? Why can't they dance? That would be reverse racism.
They're all saying it's not okay to be white. Well, I'm sick and tired of it, and so are a lot of people. And we're getting our history books changed in our educational system because we don't want to upset some people or offend them, because we want to take it out, and that's not, it's not a nice thing.
Eradication. 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 Annihilation. Eradication, annihilation, degradation.
Eradication, annihilation, degradation of a nation. You invaded, manipulated, segregated, made grace for the death that you instigated. What gives you the right, your why you fight? Royal flag and you do your duty right. Think you're superior, you set the criteria, making a law that black people are inferior. No remorse, religion, enforced, plunder the land to the point of exhaust. Still denied, you lied, you never tried, got no true pride, so there's nothing to hide. An 88 repeat, only more discreet, take their homes away, get them off the street. Reclaim their land just like a replay, then one day claim Redfern and take it away. Respect for white lord, black land. Shame at the blood stains on sacred sand. Cause white Australia's got a black history that never ceded sovereignty. Never ceded sovereignty. Old people have born these mates of mine, have been roaming the land since the start of time. They know the stories of this land, and I've tried my best to understand. But a lot of the land's been poisoned or stolen as capitalism keeps the Western world rolling, rolling. Multinational companies are dividing up communities with brainwashing and bribery. Stories you won't read in the library. Cause white Australia's got a black history that never ceded sovereignty. Never ceded sovereignty.
poisonous rock, dooming us all to toxic shock, shock. Uncle Kevin's charging them with genocide to pay the rent for all those that died in his cultural lands that have been destroyed, been destroyed. Sometimes it makes me wonder why, but I ain't gonna sit back and cry. Gonna go out there and show you care, 'cause we can make a difference everywhere. When the hammer comes down, plead no jurisdiction to the white laws full of restrictions, inflictions. 'Cause white Australia's got a black history that never ceded sovereignty. Never ceded sovereignty.
What kind of hero was Captain Cook? And where's the genocide in the history book? Still the children raised their wives, then made sure there's no blacks alive. Claim the shores, take the land, make no attempt to understand. Intercept without respect. 200 years later, still no regret. No apology, no sorry, end of story. This represents your white British glory. Peace to this country's native tribes. Respect to Indigenous people worldwide.
Worldwide. 'Cause white Australia's got a black history that never ceded sovereignty. Never ceded sovereignty. Respect to everyone at Aboriginal Tent Embassy, everyone part of the struggle for land rights. Fight the genocide. No respect for white law on black land. Shame at the blood stains on sacred sand. Country's native tribes, respect to Indigenous people worldwide.
You're listening to my This Is Australia mix on Subversion 1312, and the final song in the mix is a Childish Gambino remix. This Is America is switched to This Is Australia. It's by Connor Jones from Velvet Sands.
This is Australia.
What?
Where everyday people get locked up for carrying paraphernalia.
What?
But pedophiles walking around free every day.
What?
We ain't free, we enslaved.
What?
Life is a prison, but we don't see any change. Oppression is a racy subject. Australia's a racist fuckfest. I don't wanna make my love less, but fuck yeah, yeah, I really hate the loveless. These days love is hidden like the Loch Ness, and they see it with the key to a lock chest. If not, we are seeing the onset of everything from needles to bomb threats. They say that we're safe in Australia, but man, I don't agree. If anything, we are just waiting to implode and go with the stream. Keep locking up weed smokers, keep locking up parents for giving their epileptic children free CBD potions. We are behind and I've been hoping. This is Australia.
What?
Where even the word known as sorry carry more weight than a no and apology.
Sorry.
Keep me insane when I'm
what?
Asking is money more precious than 60,000 years of culture and heritage?
Is it?
Brother man, don't even think to consult me on anything.
Don't do it.
Spark up discussion with any Indigenous brother or sister.
Fuck it up.
That will tell you straight, 4 years we have been fucking them senseless. It's true you and I weren't there.
Nope.
But we benefit from systems in place since we landed here, and that's the real reason that we are definitely listless. Get your motherfucking head up in the air. Tell them we got men up on the mission. They don't wanna listen, they don't wanna hear this. Everybody ready, we got devils with a mistress. And that mistress is fear, committing adultery on all of our souls. Fear breed hate.